The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf in Masechet Sukkah, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Zayin, and we are holding on the fourth line down from the top. So we said yesterday we were talking about the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that allows us to use a tefach for the third wall. That according to Rav, you're ma'amidor k'neged hayotzei, and you just have a little tiny piece that's coming off of one end of your L or your gamma. And that would be sufficient. Today we find out that according to Rabbi Simon, or some say it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Simon vitema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omer, oselo tefach sochek, umamido bepachot mishloshat vachim samoch ledofen, vecho pachot mishloshat samoch ledofen kelavudomi. What you actually have to do is create a wall that is a mokum choshuv. You will recall that all through Masechet Shabbat, we paid no attention to anything that was less than four tvachim. It had to be a makom choshuv of four tvachim. Furthermore, when you're talking about the wall of a sukkah, which has the minimal shear of seven tvachim, at least four tvachim covers you with making rove of that wall, besides being a makom choshuv on its own. So what we need to do is use that tefach for the creation of a virtual wall of four tvachim. How do we do that? Well, you make the tefach a little bit laughing. Remember, the word laughing means the person is more expansive. A tefach, we talked about an amma that was sochek. Here, the tefach is sochek means that the fingers that comprise the tefach, a tefach is measured of a fist, are left loosely together, which means it's slightly larger than the standard tefach. You put it slightly less than three tefachim up against the wall, and everything, kopochot, mishlosh, anything less than three, which is close to something else, has a din of lavud. And since it's a slightly larger tefach, you'd have a full four tefachim on one side. Omar Rav Yehuda, how about in a case, what we've been talking all along here, was a case where you had two walls that were connected to each other, and you start off with an L shape. How about if you don't even have two walls that are connected to each other, you just have two walls facing each other. So in that case, you can also utilize your tefach. Omer Rav Yehuda, sukkaha asuya kemavui. And this means a mavui. We have two types of mavui. We have a mavui that is satum on one end, but we have a mavui mefulash. A classic sukkah that is completely kosher is a mavui satum. So obviously that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a mavui that has two walls. And what you need to do is the tefach, in this case, you're also ma'amido k'neged hayotzei, and you put it wherever you want. You can put it on any of those edges. L'kol ruach sheyirtzeh, and you've got four edges, and that's sufficient, because there's nowhere that it demands that the shlosha and the shlishit afilu tefach necessarily has to be in the shape of an L with an extension. This is Rabbi Yehuda's tremendous kula. Rabbi Simon, v'item Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, are machmer in this case as well. And they say, no, a tefach does not mean just the tefach. A tefach means utilizing that tefach to create. And in this case, even a tefach won't be enough. What you'll need to do is, as we'll explain in a moment, you will have to have a board. And that board has to be slightly larger than four tefachim plus. So it has to be four tefachim and a mashu. You take the four, put it within three, and since it was four plus, that gives you an entirely kosher wall of seven. Now, obviously, if that's the case, Rabbi Simon not only argues with the standard issue about whether you use the tefach, he apparently does not believe that the din of the shlishit afilu tefach was said in a case where you do not have adjacent walls, but instead you have facing walls, as the Gemara is about to discover. Because if something is strange, Rabbi Simon has changed his tune. Ma'ishna hatam dekamet sagi tefach sochek, u'ma'ishna hatam dekamet boi pas arba'a. Why is it that in the case of the connected walls, you said that you can use the tefach, albeit you're more machmer than Rav, but you still only required a piece of wood that was a tefach sochek, and you put it close to the other wall to create a place of arba'a. And here you need to start with a wall, a board that is already arba'a, not virtually arba'a. And obviously the only solution is, answers the Gemara, that ha'tam dika shtei defanot ki hilchatan. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the meaning of shtayim ki hilchatan is not two walls with the necessary width, it's two walls with the necessary width that are adjacent. And therefore, in that case where it was made like an L, there I agree that we use the tefach as the halach l'bashmi Sinai. I'm only saying that you have to utilize the tefach in a very efficient and effective fashion, which makes that tefach into a mokum choshev of arba'ah. But over here, that's not going to help you. You need to supply the third wall. And the only way to supply the third wall is to create a third wall, which is seven, remember, is the minimum. You create that third wall in an easy fashion. I'm giving you an easy way to do it. You make it partially virtual, so that you only really need four plus a little bit, and then you can use lovut to seal up the other three tefachim, and that gives you a total of seven for a full three-walled sukkah. But iika pas arba'a in ilo lo. It's only going to be kosher in the event that you have that full pas arba'a. Let's just take a look at the pictures for this. So initially, what we were talking about was the Rav's case, which is the tefach that is out of any of the edges of the wall of the L. That's your L-shaped sukkah. Then we had Rabbi Simon today. Rabbi Simon said, no, that's no good. You got to put it a little bit away from the wall, three tefachim, a little less than three tefachim, to create a virtual wall, and that's a wall of four. It doesn't need the whole wall, because the local Rosh Mishnah says you don't need the whole wall. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we then went on to a circuit that has two walls facing each other, and he said it's enough to have a tefach on that wall. Rabbi Simon came along, and he said, no, that's not enough at all. Tefach won't do it. Four tefachim will do it, if they're a little bit larger than the normal four tefachim, and you put them within three tefachim of the wall, and that gives you a full virtual seven tefach wall on the third side. So, got it? Okay. Continues the circuit. Going back to the possibilities that we had before. So far, we've had Rav and Rav Simon. Omar Rava, actually, you guys have been very magal. In reality, Einani teret ela b'tzurat ha-petach. This is really not the case. You can utilize that tefach, but the only way that you can use that tefach for a third wall is if you made that tefach into a tzurat ha-petach, which covers the entire wall, which means you split, as in this picture. This is picture number 38, for those of you online. So in picture number 38, you take the tefach, and you take a buzzsaw, and you slit it into two pieces. So I got a half a tefach on either side. You put a tefach on one end of the wall that needs to be covered, even in an L shape where the walls are adjacent. Tefach all the way on the other end, and you put a kona on top, something on top. That creates a tzurat ha-petach, so you have a broomstick on top in the picture. That is how you use your tefach, which is a remarkable chumrah, because normally a tzurat ha-petach does not require, as Richie will tell you, does not require a thick wall on one end. You can even use a string, two strings, one on either side. And here, we're being machmer. Tosfos says, apparently, the halach is telling us there's a chumrah for a sukkah, that the total wall has to be a tefach, because you need mechitzot nikarot. There needs to be something that is clear and obvious to you that there's an actual mechitzah there. It's not enough to have a completely virtual wall just utilizing strings. And therefore, Rava is telling us here, woo, the biggest korban that we have so far. So according to Rav, nothing to it. Ma'amido keneged ha-yotze. According to Rabbi Simon, a bit more complicated. It needs to be slightly larger than a tefach. You need to be ma'amido within lovud. According to Rava, that tefach has got to be turned into a full tzurat ha-petach across the wall. Now others say that Rava never said that chumrah. Rava was offering an option. And Rava was saying, you don't need a tefach, keneged ha-yotzei, or anywhere. You could simply use a tzurat ha-petach if you wanted to. So let's say you've got two walls on your sukkah. All you need to do is take a couple of strings, essentially, and create a virtual wall out of a tzurat ha-petach. Now this, of course, is a tremendous kula. So then the tefach that we said before is not really required. If you don't have it, you can simply make a very small tzrata petach, and that's just as good. Another lashon in Rava, Ikri Amri, is Amar Rava Tzricha Nami Tzrata Petach. According to this, what Rava would be saying is, it's all very nice that you have the tefach etzel hayotze, but that's not enough. For the rest of the wall, you need to cover it with a tzurata petach. So this is very machmir. So we need that full use of the tefach plus a tzurata petach. Let's take a look at the options that Rava is offering us. That was option number one, is picture 38. When you take the tefach, you split it into two, so that you have b'chitzot b'karot besides the normal tzurata petach. Option number two is picture 39, where if you don't have anything, you could use a tefach, simple, no tefach, a simple tzurata petach made of some broomsticks or something for the entire wall. And then option number three, which is very clever, is picture 40, where over there you have ba'amido kereged hayotze like Rabbi Simon, plus a tzurata petach for the rest of the wall. And of course, that's how we pass in halacha l'maaseh. It's always the modus chomer. Rav Ashi once came over to Rav Kana's house, and he found him doing the whole shebang. So he made a tefach sochek, plus he made it tzurata petach, like the last picture. Omar leis, Rav Ashi asked him, "Woo, what's all these chumras? Lo sovar marlo de rova de omar rova v'niteret nami b'tzurata petach? That you don't need your tefach sochek, you've got an option of also using it tzurata petach, and you're doing both." Omar lei, to which Rav Kana replied, "Well, that's not the lashon of Rava that I believe. Anaka yidach mishnah Rava severely. I am actually following the shita of Rava, but that shita of Rava is the one that tells us the halakha is both. You need to have the tefach sochek like Rabbi Simon, and you need even to have an additional tzurata petach. Shtayim ki ochetan." Continuing on, Rava says a tremendous chiddush, and that is that even though this special halacha of shtayim ki ochetan and one even a tefach, that's usually not good enough for you to carry on Shabbat, because on Shabbat you need to have a full reshut hayachid. However, on Shabbat during Chag HaSukkot, it would be enough. Why? Because Mido, the Avidofen Inyan Sukkah, Avidofen Inyan Shabbat. Once it's good enough, and the Torah said this is an acceptable mechitza for Sukkah, it becomes ipso facto a wall for Shabbat too, because the Torah has given it the chashivut of a wall. So he's creating a wall out of a Mido. Eitfei Abaye asks Abaye to Rabba, Umi amina migo, do we indeed say migo in this case? I'll prove to you that we do not. Read this, Ratani. Dofen sukkah ke dofen shabbat, that the walls of a sukkah can be acceptable if those walls are acceptable for Shabbat. So that since we know that we have a fascinating case in Shabbat where the chachomim are matir, in certain cases, a mechitza that is made out of nothing but sticks put into the ground, and that would be even if there's nothing going horizontally, or they were bakshu, just strings that were extended from one end to the other, even if there's nothing going vertically, as long, of course, as there wasn't a distance of 3 tefachim between each one of them. So you can have a virtual wall that is made of these little strings, which you often see, going in only one direction. Since that's good enough for Shabbat, good enough for a sukkah. And the halacha there is, bilvat shelo yeh ben kona lechaveru shlosha tefachim, as long as you don't have a distance of 3 tefachim, would destroy your lovehood between one kona and the next. However, you should know that yitera Shabbat al sukkah. However, in one thing, you cannot actually be makil that much for Shabbat. You need a little bit more for Shabbat. And that is, and the truth is, you need a little bit more for Shabbat in many cases even than the kona that we just described, because we're not always mekabel that. Very often you need to have both shesi and erev. You need to have like a cross-linked chain fence. There's, however, people that are traveling and so on, this is considered to be a mechitza for Shabbat. And what the bright is telling us is that whatever in some cases is acceptable as a mechitza for Shabbat, you can do that. However, there's one thing that we will not accept, and that is as again Richie can tell you, we will not accept porutz meruba al ha'omer when it comes to Shabbat. In other words, in the sukkah that we have, the walls of the sukkah do not have to be full at all. You could end up having a sukkah that's mostly airspace, and that doesn't say anything about requiring the walls to be mostly wall. By Shabbat, that is not acceptable. And Yitera Shabbat, that on Shabbat, you only are matir and mechitza, where the omed is murubal ha-parutz. Hashenkin b'sukkah, we accept it even where it's not omed murubal ha-parutz. If you take a look here in picture 44. So here you've got a sukkah that's almost entirely open space. Right? A lot of openings in those other walls. Nonetheless, perfectly okay for a sukkah. Doesn't say anywhere that you have to have that area all filled up by the sukkah. For Shabbat, it wouldn't be good. Now, we're assuming that what that means is that on Shabbat during Chag HaSukkot, you would need to have Omid Merub al HaPorot. Not on another Shabbat, but in general, for Shabbat, even during Sukkot, you would still need to make something in the Rishon HaYachid. You would need the parts not to be Merub al HaOmid. And that, of course, is a contradiction to what Rava said. So, my love, does that not mean Yitera Shabbat is Sukkah? Isn't it that the Shabbos of Sukkot is more chomer than the Sukkah of Sukkot? Which will mean you don't say Migo. And we don't assume that because a mechitza is a valid mechitza for one halacha, that necessarily it's a valid mechitza for another halacha. And that shows you do not say what Rabbah was claiming. As I mentioned, the Bach changes the Ravir to Rabbah. And disproves it conclusively. No, says Rabbah, that's what it means. It means that Yitera Shabbat de'almal Shabbat the Sukkah. All that it's saying is another Shabbat, not Shabbat during Chag HaSukkot. A different Shabbat during the year, this wouldn't be good enough. But on the Shabbat of Sukkot, this is good enough. Well, I mean, if this is true, shouldn't it also say it in the other direction? Yachi litnei nami yitera sukkah de'alma sukkah de'Shabbat. Yilu sukkah de'alma bo'i tefach shochek. Yilu sukkah de'Shabbat lo bo'i tefach shochek. V'sagi b'lechi. On Sukkot, normally, we said, the way to take this extra wall would be you'd have to make this whole deal, make it slightly larger, put it within 3 tefachim of the other wall, turn it into 4 walls. Hey, you don't need to do that on Shabbos, do you? Because on Shabbos, you're allowed to be metaltel in a mavui that's just got a lechi, you know, and it doesn't need it to be a tefach and so on. So why doesn't it say it in the other direction? All of this complexity that we've got, what do? When you only have 2 walls, and we have Rabbi Simon, and we have Rava before, and so on. No. All of that isn't necessary on Shabbat. So why doesn't it say it in that direction? Obviously, because we don't hold of this Migo. That's just because something is good enough on Shabbat, it's good enough on Sukkah. Here, 45 would be the case. Picture 45 is good enough for Shabbat to turn something into Rishut HaYachid. But it's not good enough on Sukkah during Shabbat. Says Rav, on the contrary, it is good enough. And the reason that it doesn't need to be mentioned is because it's obvious. If I just told you that a mechitza for a sukkah is good enough to turn something which is not a Rishut HaYachid on Shabbat into a Rishut HaYachid, then obviously vice versa is true. Shabbat is much more chomer than sukkah. You're chayav skila on Shabbat. I mean, for heaven's sake, sukkah is a mitzvah taseh. If it's good enough to make it into a Rishut HaYachid for Shabbat, it's definitely good enough to turn it into a kosher sukkah on sukkah. And therefore, it didn't even need to be mentioned. And that's what he answers him. Let's take a look inside. The question, because the sukkah de alma requires all of this complexity of a tefach sochek, and a sukkah de Shabbat does not. And it's enough if it just has a little lechi, like we saw in the picture. You're the one, after all, who says that that's enough for Shabbat. You're the one who says, Sichech agabe mavui, sheyesh lo lechi, it's kosher. Says Rabbi, well, obviously. Why would I need to say that? What do you think the Tana would have to mention it for? It was obvious to him. If mikilata l'chamirata amrina, if I'm ready to say that a mechitza for Sukkah is enough for Shabbat, mikhamirata l'kilata l'koshikai, obviously in the other direction it's good enough. Goof. Omar Rabbi, again, the Bach changes it. Sikhe chagabai mavui sheyesh lo lechi tishera. So if you've got a mavui, then that would be a non-starter for a sukkah, but perfectly good for a sukkah of this type that the matzita is kosher for Shabbos. And therefore, it's kosher for that Shabbos of Sukkot as well. Since it's a dofen the Shabbat, it's also a dofen for Sukkot, and we've got shtayim kehilchata. Therefore, if you stick it on top of a mavoi, you know, it's not this one, there's the next one. If you're sichek, furthermore, v'amar rabba, sichek hagabi pasei beiraot kishera. That's a very cute picture, because pasei beiraot, although I must say it's a bit exaggerated, but you're, it's showing you pasei beiraot as being a nice patio kind of thing. You see, it's very cute in 46. And pasei beiraot really only require an L-shaped ama on either end. So you don't even have any mechizas. But it's kosher nonetheless. Because since we're mater pasei beiraot for carrying water on Shabbat out of a well, which is a reshut hayachid, into the area that's enclosed by the pasei beiraot, then obviously you can build a sukkah over pasei beiraot. And I need Rabba to paskin both of these halachas, because actually everything that we've said until now, because tzricha, there's really three separate halachot in both directions. Let's say Rabba would only have said his chiddush that you can make a sukkah out of a mavui that has nothing but two walls and a lefi. I would say, well, yeah, but that's because ika shteid fanot malyata. That's because you've got two full walls in a mavui. Mar she'inkei pasei beiraot, you have no walls. The lekesh teit fanot malyata. All you've got is that L-shaped one ama at the corner. And that, it should be enough, a malo. Comes on, Rabbi, say, even that's enough. And on the other hand, suppose I would have told you pasei beiraot. Yeshuna pasei beiraot, I would say, okay, that's because mishum de'ika sham arbat fanot, you have a shame of four walls. In other words, the L-shaped, each one of them is looked as a semi-wall. It creates an enclosure in your mind, say, the virtual complete enclosure. So there's a concept of Arba Tfanot. But Sichek HaGabim Mavoy, whether you do not have a concept of Arba Tfanot, maybe not. And even if I knew both of these halachas, and I would see that any type of Mechitza for Shabbat is good for Sukkah, that would not necessarily tell me the other halacha of Rabba, which is that a mechitza that's good for sukkah is good for Shabbat. Because I would have said, okay, they're both in the direction of chumra lakula, migo. Migo that's good enough for Shabbos, it's good enough for sukkah. But that doesn't imply that if it's good enough for sukkah, it's good enough for Shabbat. So mikilat l'chamirata, emalo. Therefore I need all three statements of Rabba. If it's good for sukkahs, it's good for Shabbos. If it's pasei beiraot, it's good enough for a sukkah. And if it's a mavui mefulash with a lechi, it's good enough for sukkah. Now, obviously, the Rabbanan asks you to carry a mavui mefulash only with a lechi, but that's only a chorma de Rabbanan because of the problems of getting confused. But in terms of the etzem din, it's not a problem. The next thing that the Mishnah spoke about was the problem of having too much sunlight, in which case we would be mavatel the tzel. You have to have rove of the tzel in order to have the shame of the sukkah. Now, we're used to thinking that what that means is, it doesn't really matter how much sun there is in the sukkah. I've got a big window, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you measure the sunlight that would be coming in through the schach, and you see whether the schach is providing rove tzel. But the fact that you've got a sunny sukkah, more power to you. And therefore, as the Gemara says, well, that would mean, the Braita tells us, only to worry about chamatam achmat sichuch. We're looking at the amount of sun being let in through this schach. We don't care how much sun is coming through the walls, or if the walls are all windows. Velo machmat fanot. But amazingly, Rabbi Yoshiyahu Omer, even machmat fanot. Because remember, the sukkah is supposed to be letzel yomam mechorev, and it's supposed to be mistor, and so on and so forth. That implies the building as a whole is supposed to be protecting you from the sun. And therefore, we look at that as a psul not only in sichuch, but a psul in the sukkah per se. Omrav yemar bar shalmi on mishbede abayin. What is, in my opinion, Rabbi Yoshiya's reason? Amazing. This is really brilliant. It's very Nogea last night's shir as well. We've been learning all along from the concept of sichuch from the kaporet. We forgot to learn sichuch from the parochet. Isn't that amazing? So remember that the Torah uses the word schach for the parochet too. It says visakota al Aaron et haparochet. Now, does that make sense? The parochet is a wall, and it's vertical, not horizontal. How could something vertical be called schach? So obviously, you guys have it wrong. This is what he's saying. And the parochet itself is schach, and a sukkah includes the defanis, and the whole thing has got to be schach. It's got to be a sukkah. It's got to be protective. And that means that if the walls are letting in too much light, then you don't have sichuch. Amazing. Parochet mechitza, it's a vertical mechitza, and kakaya rachmanes sechacha. The Torah is calling it schach anyway, which proves that the mechitza has the same din as the schach. So mechitza kischach beinan. That is a remarkable thing. What indeed would the Rabbanan do with the use of the word sakuta for the parochet? It's mad. Ah, say the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yoshe's approach is mad. What it must be telling you is that the parochet has to be bent on top to create sichuch. That's what it means. So it's telling you that you have to be nikov be'purta, bend some of the parochet on top over so that it is horizontal and not vertical, in order that it should be michzei kischach. It should look as if it's bending over to protect the orein and the kaparet. Omer Abaye, look, the bottom line is that there is an interesting theme. Now, this is an unusual thing. Normally, when we say that people hold like each other, we create what's called a shita, that they're all following a single shita, which is very nogea, the psak halacha, because there's a general rule in the piske halachas from the Gaonim that when the Gemara creates a shita, a commonality of a shita, we don't paskin like that shita. So that what it's saying is, okay, all these guys, they buy into a shita, but that's not the way we paskin. If you look in this case, what Abaye is saying is not that they literally agree with each other, but that there's a certain principle that keeps coming up as a pattern, applied in many different ways, sometimes in contradictory ways, as we'll see, and yet nonetheless, it's based on that same pattern. And that is what I've identified, is if you take a look at Rebbe Shita, Rebbe Yoshia's Shita that we just mentioned, Rebbe Yehuda Shita, Rebbe Shimon Shita, Rebbe Gamliel Shita, Beit Shammai Shita, Rebbe Eliezer Shita, and the Acherim, which is Rebbe Meir Shita, they all share a tendency that the sukkah tends towards Dirat Kva. You know, there's aspects of the sukkah that each one of these mandiyamim hold that we go towards a more permanent sukkah in accepting the halakha. Now, let me show you what I mean. Rebbe. Okay, I told you Rebbe. Now, Rebbe holds that a sukkah has to have arba amot al arba amot, right? And kol sukkah she'in ba arba amot al arba amot psula. Now, you don't really need arba amot to be sitting in a sukkah. We've already seen, even according to Beit Shammai, it would be good enough to have seven tefachim that fits Rosh, Aruba, and Shulchan. So what Rebbe is essentially telling you is that a sukkah needs to be more like your home, which is that it's kva. It needs to be a place where you would live all year. Rebbe Yoshe, we just said. Rebbe Yoshe says that the walls have to protect you as well. So in other words, what that means is that he's leaning in the direction of the mistor, the machseh, the complete enclosure, and that's more in the direction of kviut. Rebbe Yehuda also, Rebbe Yehuda said, doesn't matter how high the sukkah is. Well, obviously the higher it gets, the more solid it is, and it has to be built more solidly, as we said. And nonetheless, Rebbe Yehuda said, that a sukkah she gavol amalam yasmi mama psula, but Rebbe Yehuda is machshir. Now, again, if he held literally sukkah dirat kva be'inan, then it wouldn't have been enough to say it's also okay. The idea over here is that kva is part of a sukkah, so that even if it's more than 100 amot, it would still be kosher. Rebbe Shimon, well, because again, what's the Mishnah in the Tanakhama? Two walls, keil chatan, shlishit afilu tefach. But Rebbe Shimon says, no, you need three walls, keil chatan, and the revi'it afilu tefach. Once again, the sukkah has to be for the makseh, for the mistor, for the protection, which makes it more permanent. Rebbe Gamliel, well, Rebbe Gamliel appears in the Braita that talks about putting your sukkah on the back of your pickup truck or putting your sukkah on your rowboat, you know? So, oseh sukkato barosha agala, or barosha svina. So Rabbi Gamliel says, well, that's puzzle because that's not something that can support itself for a whole year. It's, since it's moving around, There's a various shittas in Rashi. Learns that the problem with the top of a Svina is not a rowboat. It's because it's exposed to the wind. So it's got to be a ship that is exposed to the wind, not something that's down close to the ground. And the on the back of your pickup truck is because it appears to be very impermanent. You're driving around with it, that's not the way you live. Little did he know. Yes. But the others learn that the problem over here is the ability for it to survive, so that the long-term survival possibilities of something that is exposed to the wind and to movement is small. And because of that, it's not sufficiently kavua as a dirat keva. So again, Rabbi Gamliel is saying, I expect your sukkah to be long-term, was Rabbi Akiva's mash. Beit Shammai, titzan bishaya roshov rubo besukkah v'shulchano betoch habayit Beit Shammai posli. So Beit Shammai says, no, your sukkah's got to be big enough and it's got to contain your shulchan. Now, obviously, as Tosis points out, this is really strange, because what we said was that Dirat Kvah Be'inan is proven by the fact that Rebbe requires Arba Amot al Arba Amot, and here the same Beit Shammai who is saying, no, it's good enough to have seven Tvokin by seven Tvokin, is said to buy into the same sheet as Rebbe. So obviously, we don't mean literally the same sheet, we mean in the tending in the same direction. So in terms of the Machloket, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, whether you need to be eating in a sukkah that is more like a house, it's in the direction of sukkah dirat kvabina, even though, as we said, contradicts each other, some of these piskalos. And Beit Shammai posim Beit Hillel makshiri, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you make a sukkah kamin srif, or shesamchala kotel, Rabbi Eliezer posel afi she'in la gag v'chachamim makshirim. Suppose you make your sukkah like a teepee, where you've got the schach leaning up against the other schach, or you make it like a srif, a lean-to. So you have the schach on the ground leaning up against the side of the wall. Well, because that's not a house, that's a lean-to, and you parcel it. And in La Gag, there's a house that is sukkah. Again, in terms of the specific halachic principles that are involved, I mean, the issue over here really is the question of whether shipu'e or alinka or alinka. Which is a sukkah that we've had many places that has to do with dinam of machitzas. When something is at an angle, and obviously depends the degrees of the angle, which is a sukkah that we have in Shabbat, when something is an angle, can you view it as having a horizontal and a vertical component? Or is it viewed as having neither, which doesn't have a gog? But the direction of the shita is that this is not a normal home. So even though it may be based on other principles, and in terms of the halacha, there would be a reason to accept Rebbe Eliezer's posel, even though we don't paskin like a shita. And this is spoken out by the poskim. In other words, even though Rebbe Eliezer posels, and we paskin like that, and then, as I mentioned earlier, the shita of the Gaonim is that you don't paskin like a shita, we still paskin like Beit Shammai here about Shulchan Aruch B'toch HaBayit, and we still paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, but that's because the other principles are involved. I mean, Beit Shammai also has the problem with Gezeira, Shemini Moshe Kafe Shulchan, which has nothing to do with whether Sukkah Dirat Kvabi, you know, right? And Rebbe Eliezer is basically discussing the concept of Shipuay Olim, and we paskin Shipuay Olim and not Olim, and it doesn't matter that there happen to be components of this psak that tend in the direction of a shita. That's something else. Okay, so with some very fascinating elements here that are nogea bichlal, how we approach sugyas in the Gemara. And the Chachamim in that case are makshirim. And I said that the Acherim, which is Rabbi Meir, also tends in the direction of requiring dirat kvah, and that is in the case of a sukkah ha'asuya kishovach, where a sukkah is made round like a dovecot. And it's posel, and the reason it's posel seems to be rather arbitrary. The fisha in la zaviyot. Well, it doesn't have any corners. It's not the way people live. It's not a normal home. Little did they know. So therefore, if you consider the common denominator, all of these shitas, there is a certain pattern that maybe that nobody agrees with each other, but the pattern that they're following is similar in terms of sukkah dirat kvah. Rabbi Simon, the Itema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Oselo Tefach Sochek Umaamido Bepachot Bisholsha Tfachim Somot Ledof, the whole Pachot Bisholsha Somot Ledofan, Kelov Udami, Omrev Yuda, Sukkah Suyakim Avui Kishira, ואותו טפח מעמידו לכל רוח שירצה. רבי סימון מתאם רבי יושב בן לוי אומר, עושה לו פס ארבעה או משהו, ומעמידו בפחות בשלושה סומך לדופן, וכל פחות בשלושה סומך לדופן, כלא ודמי. I don't get it. מה שנהתם דקאמרן, all you need is a little bit of extra tefach to make it a happy tefach, and my shloch the kamer boy pas arba'a. Well, obviously, which according to me means that they are adjacent walls, not facing walls. Sadi lebe tefach sochek, but hacha the leker shteit fanot yika pas arba'a in ilolo. Omar Rava. Well, but even that's not enough. The tefach that we referred to initially, Rav is insufficient, or even Rabbi Simon is insufficient. You've got to make it surat ha-petach out of that tefach by cutting it into two. Ikri amri omar Rava, you have an alternative of making it surat ha-petach instead of using the tefach. Ikri amri omar Rava, you need both. You need to have your seven that is created out of the tefach sochek and the ma'amido bepochot, I mean the four epochot mishlosha, which is rov of the seven, plus you need a tzurat ha-petach for the rest of the wall. Rav Ashi, Ashkel Rav Kana, Tegavi tefach sochek, plus a tzurat ha-petach. Oh my, you're really getting from on me over here. Lo tzavar l'amai l'hoda omar rova, l'yiteret nami b'tzurat ha-petach, omar le, nope. I do all the Rava, but that's not the way I hear it. I hear it like the Lashon that says the Amar Rava, V'tzricha Nami Tzurat HaPetach. Shtayim Ki Hilchatam, Omar Rava, V'chein L'Shabbat, it would be good enough, because Migud Avi Dofen L'Nin Sukkah, it would be a Dofen L'Nin Shabbat, even though on a normal Shabbat, it wouldn't be good. Eit Ve'Abayim, what? Mi Amrina Migo? V'otanya Dofen Sukkah, Ki Dofen Shabbat, even if it's just going only vertically or only horizontally. But Shabbat has a chumrah over Sukkah, that for Shabbat you've got to worry about whether there's more open space than closed space, because Shabbat is ena niteret ela ba'omid meruba la'parutz. Mashenke b'sukkah, it would be okay even if it's mostly open space. Now, my love, I'm assuming that means that Shabbat during Chag HaSukkot is still more chomer than the Sukkah in Chag HaSukkot, which would clearly be saying that you do not say amigo that it's good for the Sukkah, it's good for the Shabbat. No, this is Rabbi, that's not what it means. It means a normal Shabbat is more chomer than Shabbat during Chag HaSukkot. Well, so Rabbi, but if that's the case, shouldn't it have mentioned the other way around too? That Yitira, Sukkah, the Alma, a non-Shabbat Sukkah, has more chumras than a Shabbat Sukkah, because a non-Shabbat Sukkah requires the third wall to be a tefach sochek, whereas Inkein, a Sukkah during Shabbat, is going to be happy with just having a lechi on the third wall, and it doesn't require tefach sochek, v'sagi b'lechem. I mean, you're the one who said that. Atu di Amrit, that in a case where you make a Sukkah on a mavli with a lechi during Shabbat, it's kosher. But that's because, says Rabbi, why would anybody need to mention that? It's obvious. If you're telling me that a kula is good enough for a chumrah, meaning a sukkah wall is good enough for a Shabbat wall because of a migo, so obviously, then for sure it would be sufficient. Gufa. Omar Rabba, Sichecha Gabe Babush Yeshu Alaki Kishira. And furthermore, Omar Rabba, Sichecha Gabe Pase Beraot Kishira. So we now have three separate Piske Alokas of Rabba that are based on Migo. One is Sukkah de Shabbat, and two are Shabbat de Sukkah, and they are all necessary. Vetzricha. At least there's a shame of arba tvanis. We don't even pretend that there's a shame of arba tvanis. So imalo. And furthermore, Yashmena Hanitarte, I would say, okay, I can say amigo from the chumra of Shabbos, the something kal like sukkahs. But the other way around, Mikilata la Kamirata Imalo. Therefore, tzricha all three piske halachas. Shechamatam ruba mitzilta psula. Tana rabbanan chamatam ruba, but is only machmat zichuch. We don't care about the light coming in from the walls. Rabbi Yoshe Omer, we do too. Af machmat defanot. Omer of Yemar Barshami Amishmeid Abai, where would he get that from? My time at the Rabbi Yoshia, the chtiv is sakota al Aaron et aparocha. Now look, the parocha is a mechitza, and we're calling it tzchach. And what does that say to you? Alma mechitza is like tzchach, v'rabbana. All that means is the nik of Beipurta, the mitzik is tzchach. Omer Abaye, if you look at a common denominator here, Rebbe, Rebbe Yoshia, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel, Beit Shammai, Rebbe Eliezer, and the Acherim, Rebbe Meir, Kulu Sfir Lohu, that a sukkah in some fashion is a dirat kvabina. Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita, the Tanya Rebbe Yomer Kosuka Shein Bar Bamot El Arbamot Psula, which means it needs to be more like a real home. Rebbe Yoshia, what we just said, the walls have to be protected. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda is the one who said in the Mishnah that whereas the Tanakama says Sukkah Shikavol Amalam Es Ramas Psula, Rebbe Yehuda is Marsha. Rebbe Shimon, because even though we say Shtayim Kiyochat HaMashlishi Afilu Tefach, Rebbe Shimon Omer, you need three full walls plus Rebbe Afilu Tefach, so it's more kavua. Rebbe Gamliel, Itanya Sesukat HaBarosh HaAgala, Barosh HaSvina, Rebbe Gamliel Posil, Rebbe Akiva Makshir, Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai, the Tami Shaya Rosh of Rubo Besukav Shulchan Abadoch HaBayit, Beit Shammai Poslim, Beit Hillel Makshirin, Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya Sesukat HaKamin Tzrif, Osha some halakota, Rebbe Eliezer Posel, Fisha in Lagag, the Chachamim Makshirim, and the Acherim that I was referring to, Titania. Acherim Omrim, Sukaha, Suyak Shovach Psula, Lefi She'en La Zaviyot. All of which implies we look to a sukkah to be more like a home. Okay, today's daf is Daf Zayin. Yesterday we were talking about where exactly we're supposed to put the extra wall, which is the tefach, according to the Rabbanan, the third wall, according to the Rebbe, the fourth wall. Where exactly does that wall go? So Rav said yesterday that you put the wall parallel to the longer wall on the opposite side. Today, you will see that it's not so pushy, because Rabbi Simon, we're holding today on Daf Zayin, and the fourth line, Rabbi Simon, the Itema Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar, that the correct way of using that additional tefach is oselo tefach shulchek. What you do is, you take that wall, and you place it a distance of a laughing tefach. A laughing tefach means that it's the type of tefach which your fingers are not pressed tightly together, and that's a loose hand that you put together, and which is slightly more than a tefach. In other words, it's a tefach plus. Uma'amido pachot mishloshat tefachim samach l'dofen. You take that wall, and you put it less than three tefachim next to the wall. Why next? Might be less than three tefachim, because as we saw before, because kol pachot mishloshat samach l'dofen kalavut. You now end up, basically, halachically, connecting that piece, which is slightly more than the normal tefach, and so on. Therefore, you end up with a total of slightly less than three, slightly more than one, equals four. And when you have a four, you basically have covered most of the mechitza, because the mechitza was supposed to be six. And if it's supposed to, a total of seven, rather, according to the way we paskin, which is that you have a seven by seven. In which case, you now have the shear of the mechitza, seven tefachim, rove of seven tefachim, which is the shear of a kosher sukkah, of course. And therefore, everything is just fine. But it's not enough to put it up against the wall, because then you don't have this idea of most of the shear. Some actually learned that this is why we didn't include this halacha in the previous list of halacha l'mesh b'sinai, because once it's rove, it was included b'chalal, and then of a rove of a mechitza. But what is interesting over here, the Ran has, I mean, if you need rove of seven tefachim, why do you still need to make it work out by adding a little bit to the tefach to make sure it's exactly four, even if it would be three and a half plus a little bit? And the Ran explains there's an additional issue here, because remember, those of you who learned Shabbos, there's always a concept called mokum choshuv. A mokum choshuv, something that has an impact and mechitza that is meaningful, always has to begin with four tefachim. Four tefachim is often a shear, legabe Shabbos, the minimal shear that you can have a karmelite or a rishus harabim and so on. So it's not that we only need to have rove of the seven, which would be 3.6, let's say, but we also need to have a wall that's choshuv, says the Rana, therefore we're looking for four. So we make one tefach slightly larger, mashu larger, which is the tefach tzochek, the laughing tefach. And then we put it next to a little bit less than three equals four altogether. Now let's talk about some other shapes of the sukkah. I'm reviewing. Sukkah asuya kemavui. Let's have a sukkah that's like an alleyway, but not the mavui we've been talking until now, which is that it's closed on three sides. This mavui is basically open. It's only got two parallel walls. That sukkah is considered to be kosher. And it's called Tilchotam. Oh boy, oh boy. Sorry. So it's kosher. And the extra tefach, koto tefach, there's the third wall, which is just that one tefach, marmita l'chol ruach shiyirta. You could put it next to any one of the four ends, obviously, because in this case, the fact is that it has tinuv mechitza because of the mavui. Whereas Rabbi Simon, vitem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, omer, no. You can't put it anywhere. What you need to do is osava pas rochav shel arbat tefachim u'mashava. You need to have now a place where you have a one piece. There's a wall, a piece of wall, which is four tefachim plus. Then, by taking that wall, if you now take that four plus wall and put it into a minus slightly from three wall, together you end up with seven full tefachim, because minus three is considered to be lovut, and it's attached. Therefore, it's amakubur, and then you have a kosher wall. But the din of having that extra tefach has to be only where the two original walls are perpendicular. In this case, the two original walls are parallel because it's a moving foolish. And therefore, you can't rely simply on putting it anywhere. It would have to be a full four. And the Gemara asks, Maishna Hatam, why is it that when we had two perpendicular, we had a wall and another wall that was set up at a 90 degree angle? And over there, you said the Ka'amritzag is sufficient to have the third wall is just Tefach Sochet. So all you needed was one Tefach, and then you'd put it close to three, and then you'd have a total of four Tefach. Bimashenke and Maishna Hak over here, when you made it parallel walls, you're saying the Ka'amrit Baya Pas Arba'a. Why, in this case, you need four Tefachim in order to make a full seven Tefach wall using Lovud. Why couldn't we rely, as we did in the other case, on Rova the wall? Answer the Gemara, Hatam, in the case where you have the walls that are connected at a 90-degree angle, where over there, Ikshtet Panokyo Katan, you have a properly constructed two walls because they're next to each other, and therefore have begun delineating the space properly, there's Sagile Betefach Sochei, it's enough to have just that slightly more than the Tefach to create the rove of a wall with four Tefachim. Whereas Haka, the Lekishtet Panot, over here, you don't have two walls that are properly next to each other. And this means the Sukkah certainly has to have a minimum of two walls that are connected. Over there, Iika Pasarva, if you have a full four Tefachim, which is the rove, and then you put it next, not the rove rather, but which is sufficient to add it to the three to make a full wall, so then in, then that's sufficient, because now you have a full wall. But you don't have that full four plus to equal seven in total, you don't have a Sukkah that's kosher. On that rove, we've been talking about this third wall, that you can be mashed with just a Tefach. However, you're missing an additional point, and that is Eina Nitera Del Bzerata Petach. That Tefach, the only time that we consider the wall to be a full wall that will be a kosher wall is if you have a thin stick that is on one side and another thin stick which is on the other side, each one being a half a tefach, which together is the wall of a tefach, and then you put a wire or another small stick on top of them of any size, then you have a tzurata petach. If you have a tzurata petach, then basically what that wall has done, what that single tefach has done, is provided you with an entire wall. Because the din is that it's tzurata petach, which is basically the shape of a doorway, so now it's graphically delineated as a doorway, a tzurata petach is sufficient to give you a wall. That's one of the din of a mechitza. But halacha certainly didn't mean to just use a tefach and set it up somewhere, and that tefach should be sufficient. So this is another approach. Rav's approach was, this is halacha l'moshe Sinai, we use that one tefach, we put it all the way up against the edge, you don't need that it should even be a rosh tor, something that is clearly indicative of its covering all four sides, that's still kosher. Then we had the mimer of Rabbi Simon, or Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who said, no, you need to have at least using that single tefach to create rove of a seven tefach wall by using lovud with it. Now we have Rava saying, when it's set a tefach, it didn't even really mean a tefach. You take a board of a tefach, you have to slice that board into two to make it into two poles on either side, so to speak, and then you put something on top of it so that now you have a true tzurata petach. And that's how it means to use the extra tefach. Now the truth is that when it comes to Shabbat, a tzurata petach does not need a thick board of a half a tefach on either side. You can use anything. Even a tiny stick would be sufficient. But here, when it comes to the dinim of sukkah, says Taisis, we're more machmer than we are because you need to have a mechitza that's nikeret by sukkah. You have to have a clear-cut, visible delineation, not just a technical delineation, which is sufficient for Shabbos, and here we're going to be more machmer. So we need, that's why it talks about a tefach. Ikari Amri. Now, there are others who report that Rava said something else. Ikari Amri, Omar Rava v'niteret nami, is an alternative. In other words, the Tefach is correct the way it was explained earlier. Maybe Rabbi Simon's case, Rabbi Shimon Levi, but maybe like Rav. And Rashi, there's a question over here. Because from Rashi, it seems that actually Rav agrees like Rabbi Simon, even though it's not clear where Rashi derives that from. But whatever the din is, this is an alternative. The alternative is that if you want, Titeret Nami, if you don't want to use that Hechsher of the Tefach, you could just simply go ahead and create a Tzuras HaPesach the same way of Shabbos. You wouldn't need a Tefach in that day. And indeed, it would be exactly the same as Shabbos. You just have like a little stick on either side, 10 Tefachim high, with something going above it to make it look like a doorway. That's Rashi. Ikari Amri is yet a third Lashon. A third Lashon says, Omar Rava, V'tzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, you need to have the Tefach that was originally said by the Hilkata, and then plus, in addition to that Tefach that's real, you can then rely on a formalized wall of the Tzurat HaPetach for the rest of the distance of that wall to create the entire hechsher of the wall of the Sukkah. Ravashi Hashkechel Rukana de Ka'ovid Tefach Sukkah, Rukovid Tzurat HaPetach. Ravashi found Rav Kahana doing what seemed to be a double chumra. First of all, he did the thing about the Tefach Sukkah, and he made a little bit extra, and then he put it up with the Lovud, which was the row over the wall. But then for the remainder of the wall, instead of saying, okay, I have a row over the wall, it's kosher, the remainder of the wall, he made additionally a Tzurat HaPetach, which seems to be doing two separate things. Omalek Ravashi asked Rav Kahana, what? Lo Sava, Marlo Hadarava, do you not agree with what Rava said? That Rava said it's an alternative. The Omalek Viniteret Nami B'Tzurat HaPetach. If you want to, you can use a Tzurat HaPetach, but then you don't need the Tefach. Or my lay Rav Kahana said to Rav Ashi, of course I hold of Rava, but I don't hold it the way you said Rava. Anaki Idach Lishna the Rava severely. I hold like the other Lashon of Rava, which is the big Komra. Tell my Rava Vitzricha Nami. Tzurat HaPetach, you need, in addition to the Tefach, you also need a Tzurat HaPetach, and that's why I'm doing both. Of course, Halakha Lamaisa, and that's the way that we have to be Mach. Now, the Braita said before, okay, you can have Shtayim Kehilchatan, two walls that are correct walls. The rest of them, you can get away. The other one, you can get away with a Tefach. Amar Rava, V'chein LaShabbat. If you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed in the middle of Sukkot, even though normally Rishus HaYochid would never be considered properly constructed Rishus HaYochid for the dinim of carrying on Shabbos, just because you have a Tefach, you'd have to actually have three walls. But this is a special case because it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Why is that special? Because Migo de Havadofen in Yitzukkah, since one Tefach, in this case, because of the local Moshe Mishinai, is a kosher wall vis-a-vis the Sukkah, so therefore, Havadofen, it's also considered to be a wall in respect to Shabbos, lenient Shabbos. And this is called Migo. That is, once something is useful in terms of one halakha in the Torah, and it takes on that hashivut, that important significance of being a wall in terms of the din of sukkah, so therefore you can also use it and carry in your sukkah, from your sukkah into your house, it opens into your doorway, and then would be considered to be a reshut harabim, a reshut hayachid. Whereas on a normal Shabbos, in such a case, not during sukkahs, you would not be even allowed to carry four amot within that kind of sukkah, which certainly we couldn't carry from it into reshut hayachid because it doesn't have to be equal mukitzot, and therefore on Shabbos, it's not considered to be a kosher reshut hayachid. Hey, say Abaya, Zabaya, Ezra, Mia, Rina, Migo. Do we say that there's such a thing as a Migo? Migo means since. That's what the word literally means. Migo, from the fact. Mi means from, go from within. So it's being that it is true that X, therefore it's useful for Y. Is there indeed such a Zora? Well, Tanya, do we not see that it does not apply? Because we learned in a Braita, Dofen Sukkah, Kedofen Shabbat, meaning that whatever type of Dofen the Chachamim said you could use for Shabbos, and one of those types of walls is a wall that's made by taking thin wires, basically, or thin little sticks, kind of bamboo or something, plugging them in the ground, and then they stand up straight. And what we have over there is a lovud, basically, almost an invisible wall, as long as there's not three tefachim between one piece of bamboo and the next. So then we have a perfectly good wall, and it's only going up and down, or even though it's only going side to side, and it's going in one direction. Obviously, you need to make sure that it's lovud, because otherwise there's no wall there. But if I have a solid wall, solid defined by the halakha as anything that's within three tefachim, then it's good. But Shabbat, however, has a chumrah above and beyond sukkah. V'yitera Shabbat al sukkah. Because when it comes to Shabbos, you have to be more machmir. Shabbos in a nitera syllable amid muru bala parut. When it comes to the dinner of Shabbos, you have to make sure that you have mostly solid area.
But if you've got a lot of open space between the walls that you have, without a Tzuras HaPesach, with Tzuras HaPesach, then it's viewed as a solid space. But there's no Tzuras HaPesach, it's like an open space. You add up all those open spaces, and they end up being more than the space that's built, they end up destroying the Mechitza when it comes to Shabbos. And that's not true in Sukkah. Mashenken b'sukkah. By a Sukkah, you can have, as we said, one wall is even just a tefah. And even if you've got, in those other walls, you've got doors and empty spaces and so on, still, it would still be kosher. Now, the thing is, my life, when it says over here that Shabbos is more chomer, it means Yetzirah Shabbos the Sukkah. In other words, Shabbos during Sukkot has a bigger chumrah than the Sukkah itself during Sukkot. In which case, it's telling me that even though you could be Yotzeh your Chovah Sukkah, in a Sukkah that has more open space than closed space, nonetheless, for Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to carry in the Sukkah more than our Bahamas because it's not considered to be Rishus HaYoket. V'lo Aminon Migo. We do not say sin laws. It's good enough for Sukkah, it's good enough for Shabbos. So you see that your Svara is wrong, says Abaye to Rava. Answers Rava, no, that's not what it means. It's not referring to Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's talking about Yetzirah Shabbat De'Alma, normal Shabbos, not during Sukkot. A normal Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkot, meaning than Shabbos during the holiday of Sukkot. Because during the holiday of Sukkot, we rely on Migo. Whereas on a normal Shabbos, you'd have to have three full mechitzot. Says Abaye, that doesn't make sense, because if indeed this bride is talking about the difference between a normal Shabbos and a Shabbos during Sukkot, and is not talking about the distinction between the dinim of Shabbos during Sukkot and the dinim of Sukkot during Sukkot, so then why doesn't it also say the following, listening Nami, why doesn't it say a different distinction between Sukkot and another Sukkot? It could have said like this, Yitzirah Sukkah De'Alma. A normal Sukkot during Chol HaMoed, which is not a Shabbos, has a bigger Chumrah. A Sukkah to Shabbos has a bigger chumrah than Sukkah does when it's Shabbos during Sukkot. Why? Because the Sukkah, the Yama, normal Sukkah, which comes out not on a Shabbos, boy tefach sochek. For the third wall, you're going to need that laughing tefach, meaning the broader tefach. When he laughs, he's broader than when he isn't laughing. So then, you've got basically the halacha that teaches me to rely on that third wall, right? And that's what you need. You can't rely on anything else. Whereas during Shabbos, let's say you would have a mavli that indeed is only two parallel walls, okay? On Shabbos, that kind of mavli is allowed to be utilized for carrying on Shabbos if you use a lechi. A lechi is just a small, thin piece of wood. It does not have to be a tefach wide. You put that lechi up against the side, and then it becomes a kosher Rishus HaYoket on Shabbos. Now, because, I mean, after all, Atu the Amrit, you were the one who said, if you have a Mavli, this is a Mavli Mefulash, remember, a Mavli that just has two parallel walls. She Yeshu Alech, where you put now a piece of wood up against the opening, it's kosher. So that means that you do not need a full tefach, because you rely on Alechi. So that would mean that a Sukkah on Shabbos, during the holiday of Sukkot, since that one Lechi is considered to be a wall in respect to Shabbos to make it a Rishus HaYoket, so then it should also be a kosher wall for Gabe the Sukkah. And if you're telling me that din is that migul, when something is useful for one halacha, it becomes automatically useful for a different set of halachas, so then how come it doesn't say that? Ella, says Abaye, I think that I'm right. I basically was not talking about a comparison of the status from Sukkot during Sukkot, in which case you should have contrasted the Sukkah during Shabbos and the Sukkah not during Shabbos. Rather, it was talking about actually comparing the din of Shabbos and Sukkah, even though it's during Sukkah. And says Rava, no, hold on a second, I don't have to say that. Ahulay Tzrichalay, why should I say that? It's obvious. If I'm willing to utilize, for my Svara of Migul, I'm using the Heksher of a Sukkah. The Heksher of a Sukkah is nowhere near. I mean, Sukkot is not as Chomer as Shabbos. Shabbos, carrying on Shabbos, is an Isra Skiwa. Sukkot is okay. Sukkot is a Mitzvah Zaseh. So I'm ready to use a Mechitza for a Sukkah to be kosher as Lechamirta for the more Chomer Dinim of Shabbos. And I'm still Amrin and I say that it's a Migul and I can use it. So obviously, Lechamirta Lekilta, if I'm ready to make a Mechitza vis-a-vis Shabbos, from something that's less than the tefach. Lekoshken, like Lekilta, to the dinam of Sukkah, Lekoshken, isn't it obvious that I would say Migo? And therefore, I don't need to mention this case of Lamaisa. Certainly, the case as you created it would indeed be true, and my not mentioning it is no indication of anything. Okay, we've spoken about the description of what precisely Rava said, and what it was that how he responded to a buy-in. But let's analyze the mimer of Rava directly. Because you brought me, by the way, sometimes I have a gears over here that it was Rabba who said it. Rabba, we quoted before the din of the putting schach directly on top of the movi. So, and if that's the gears, then it would have to be Rabba all the way through, because he said you said it. But on Shabbos, if you have a mavi mefulash and you put tzarach on top of it, that would be kosher. Now, the truth is that strikes us as being a little strange. Why would it be kosher? Tzarach agabi mavi sheyesh lo lechi kashera. So if you put the tzarach on top of a mavi, and the mavi is an open mavi, parallel walls, has a lechi, it would be kosher. And not only that, v'yomar Rabba, this is the Bach Yirza, not Rabba, and Rabba furthermore said, or Rabba says, but what Rabba said earlier, that tzarach agabi pasei beira ot kashera. That even, like a very, very big kula on Shabbos, which is the case that we had before, the Yumdim, which we call Pasei Beiraot. Remember the case where we needed to take water out of a well on Shabbos for people who had been traveling towards the Beis Hamikdash and not camped out around this well? All you need to do is put up those four corner boards so that you graphically define the space, and that's called Pasei Beiraot, the lines around the well. And over there we said it's efficient if you have an Amma, a Tefach, going in each direction. And we said before, we're machalic between a need for an amar, the need for a tefach, depending on whether you're going to be machmir in your mechita or not. And it's not everybody agreed to the din of pasei beiraot before. If you recall, the pasei beiraot, because of the first topic we learned together here in Johannesburg, so over there it was the maimer that we had earlier, was that we can rely even on pasei beiraot. And we compared it basically to the din of Shabbos, but we weren't talking about pasei beiraot on Shabbos. So we said if you make a tefach to one side, tefach to the other side, as opposed to it's requiring an amma to each side, which was the chumrah with Gavei Shabbos, so that was okay. But here we're talking about even if you don't hold that, but when it comes to Shabbos during Sukkot, you could certainly put the schach on top of those pasei beiraot and say the same migo. Since it's kosher to be considered Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos, it's certainly going to be kosher in order to have your sukkah with your sukkah, even though it doesn't fit the requirements of sukkah during the weekday. But tzricha, and I need to know both of those cases, the case of the mavui mefulash with two parallel walls that have a lechi, and I need to know the case of the pasei beiraot. Why? Because let's say that we only would have been taught the case of the mavui with the parallel walls. Yes, we know mavui, I would say. Okay, at least the case of a mavui has two full proper walls for sukkah. Pasei beiraot have no walls at all. The entire thing is basically graphics, stylized walls. But they're not real walls, because each side is basically a tefach. Tefach on one end, tefach on the other end, and then each one of the four walls has a tefach on each end. And sukkah, as far as the sukkah is concerned, that's not a wall at all. So perhaps, if you don't have the beginning of a sukkah, we can't rely on the migo. Yashrut and pasei beiraot. On the other hand, say the only case we would have known was case of pasei beiraot. It was okay. Case of pasei beiraot, lemaisa, has a particularly powerful impact on sukkah because, after all, it has all four sides covered. It's got the diyumdin, one at each of the four corners with extensions at right angles so that each one of the, as I look at it, I see the edges of a full sukkah. Maybe that's why it's kosher. You put a sukkah on a mavi, a little stick sticking out of it, one side of two parallel walls, I don't see four tvanot over there at all. Maybe not. And the truth is, even if I would have known Hiyema Hanetarta, he would have given me both of these cases, okay? The case of the Pasei Beiraot and the case also of the Mavui Mefulash. So I would have said, all right, that's because we are applying Dinim of Shabbos, which are Chomor. There's a kosher to be metaltal in this Mavui for Shabbos, good enough for Sukkah. Kosher to be metaltal within these Pasei Beiraot for Shabbos, good enough for Sukkah. Because that's Bichamirta Lekilta. But the other case, what am I going to say? Mikilta lechamirta? To say that we can rely on the extra, the tefach of the sukkah, to make it into a rishus hayokid for Shabbos? Why would I say that? I mean, that's a kal. Wouldn't apply it to Shabbos, which is more kol, more aim alone. Therefore, Rava had to say that case as well. And tzricha, therefore, all three of these cases, two of which are an application of Shabbos to sukkah, and one of which is an application of sukkah to Shabbos, he had to explain to me that across the board, a halacha that fits the requirements of one set, the sefer Shabbos, fits the requirements of another set, the sefer sukkah, and vice versa, whether it's the kula or whether it's the bum. Okay, now, the next thing that we learned in the Mishnah, we took care of the height, maximum height, took care of the lowest possible height, and we took care of all of the dinim of the tefanes. The last thing that the Mishnah mentioned was how thick the sukkah has to be. One of the things it said was, chamata miruba mitilata psula. There's more sun than there is shade. That's not considered to be sukkah, and its bottle, shade is now bottle to the sunlight. Question, let's take a look at Tana Rabban. The Braisa says, chamata machmat sichuch. When we talk about you have more sunlight, we're talking about the sunlight that is coming in through the sukkah. Not sunlight in the sukkah itself. So you've got a window, or you've got a whole open side. The sun is streaming into the sukkah. It's early morning. Basically, there's no shade coming from the roof because the sun is outside. So now it's hot. So how can I sit in the sukkah? The sukkah is completely sunny. no shade at all. That's not what we're referring to, says the Braita. We're talking about the sun that would come in through this Kaka, not from anywhere else. Would it be rove? Then it's possible. But lo makmatva, no, we're not including sunlight coming in from anywhere else. That's the Tanaka. Rabbi Yoshia, Omer, however, Rabbi Yoshia argues, and he says, af machmat defanot. Even if the sunlight is coming in not through the sukkah, if you have mostly sunlight, it's a sukkah that's awash in sunshine, and the sukkah tail is not reaching the floor of the sukkah, it's not kosher. Om Rav Yemi or Bashlimia, Mishmedi Abayim, my time of Rav Yoshia, where does Rav Yoshia get this from? Dirtiv v'sakuta ha'aron et ha'porok. Now, the porok, it's interesting, because the kaporet, of course, not to be confused with the porok, the kaporet is the cover to the yarin, the porok is the curtain in front of the yarin. The kruvim, earlier we saw, were called sochachim. Now, I can understand if you've got a wing, then the wing is going over something, that's not. But it also says the same word of the sakuta, that the parochet, even though the parochet was a mechitan, it was standing vertically, was also called the sakuta. So you see that even though the parochet is a mechitan, the parochet is a mechita, and kakaya rachman is a chacha. You see, the Torah calls a mechita chach. In which case, you have no right to say that the din of chama and tzel is mentioned only in respect to the schach on the top. It's mentioned also in terms of the mechita itself, just like it is in the Mishkan. Let's be fair, we learned out all the other dinim from the Mishkan. It turned out this from the Mishkan too. So ama mechita chach. You need to have the mechitza that is kosher kiskach bean, and that's what we need. All the dinim that appear on the kiskach appear also on the defanis. And if you've got tzel meruba mechamata on the mechitza, it's kosher, but if not, it's the rabbanon say, that's not what it's coming to tell me that we call a mechitza kiskach bean. On the contrary, the point of that pasuk is that the parochet has to be bent over a little bit above the area behind it so that it looks like kiskach. The nake of Beipur, to bend over the top of the parochet, the mechasei kiskachet should give the appearance of actually being socheh, protecting, not only differentiating between one rishus and the other, but actually protecting the aron that's behind it with a sechicha, the covering over. Obviously, if that's what it means, then we're referring specifically to the fact that it really is kach, and not that we're calling it kiskach, which is why we do not make, say the Rabbanan to Rav Yoshia, we do not make the mistake that you're making of thinking that a glass wall is not kosher because it lets through the sunlight. Okay. Now, we are about to engage in an analysis of the common denominator between eight different shitas of Tanoim. And we're going to show that all of them, in one way or another, look to a sukkah as being kavah, as being on some level a permanent structure. Now, they don't all necessarily mean it in precisely the same way, as we'll see. So, points out by the following. Rebbe, Rebbe Yoshia, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel, Beit Shammai, Rebbe Eliezer, V'acherim, the Acherim, of course, is a code reference to Rebbe Meir. Because of all the political fighting, they said, look, we're not going to call him Rebbe Meir because he's caused an awful lot of politics, and we'll just refer to him as Acherim. So, these are eight shitas. All of them have something in common, and on some level, kulo sfir lahu, sukkah dirat vavi, that we must have a sukkah that is, in some way, it has to be kvah. Now, each one, perhaps, applies kvah in a different way. In other words, I mean, obviously, Rebbe, who holds you need 4x4 amos, can't hold kvah in the same way that Beit Shammai, who holds you need rosh over rov over shulchano. But nonetheless, they tend towards the same idea. I mean, they tend towards having a sukkah that is more permanent than the other shitas that argue with them. So let's go through them one by one. Okay, Rebbe. Why do I say Rebbe wants a sukkah that's more similar to a real house? The Tanya, I mean, after all, Rebbe said earlier, Rebbe Omer, Kol Sukkah Shein Ba'arba Amot, Alan Arba Amot, Psula, since the sukkah doesn't share qualities of a real house, a dirat kva, 4x4 amas, therefore it's possible, because it's not called a dira like a bayit in anything that's less than that. Okay, that's one. Now you said Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia is what we just said. We just said the Amora. We just said that if the sun can penetrate through the wall, it's not considered to be walls, because you can't live in a house. There's no way to cut out the sun. So basically, he's saying that sukkah has to be similar to a house, and needs to be something that's more kavua. Kind of an invisible wall, the way we were constructing them out of these lovewoods and all types of things that maybe fit halachic requirements, but bottom line, who's going to live in a house like that? That's Rabbi Yoshia's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know Rabbi Yehuda holds kavah? Well, he's the first one that we knew that. I mean, it's not. I mean, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the opening Mishnah. Sukkah shigavah l'malam yesu ma'amah psulah. One of the reasons that a sukkah is higher than 20, one of the reasons that was offered, was because the sukkah can't be something that has to be a dirat kavah. Rabbi Yehuda makshir, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if the sukkah is very, very, be a skyscraper of a sukkah, which clearly would have to be a dirat kavah, now that's fine. You know, sukkah is a dirat kavah. Rabbi Shimon. I said Rabbi Shimon also agrees on some level that a sukkah needs a dirat kavah. What was that? Tanya. says in the Braita that you need two Tvanai Tehilchas on the Braita Rabban, and Shtayim Tehilchas on Shlishi Tafilu Tevach. Well, what was Rabbi Shimon Shita? That no, you need three full walls Tehilchas on, and the Reviyita Tafilu Tevach. So that means, and we explained, Rabbi Shimon, after all, needs to have a sukkah that's going to be a protection to you. He learned it up in the Pasuk. It has to be a mitzvah from Zerim and Matalkes. In other words, he's looking for a sukkah to be more permanent. And the Rabbanan will argue on him and say it doesn't really matter if the wall is open completely from one side and so on. So, all right, that means that, again, obviously not in the same way. Since he holds as by definition, he holds it as to be 4x4, or by definition, he holds it can be Lamala Miyazman with Rosh, and so on and so forth. But nonetheless, it's a different aspect of Kiyut, each one of these Shitot. Hold some element of a more permanent type of a sukkah. Okay, you said Rabbi Gamliel also agrees with that. Where do we see Rabbi Gamliel saying that a sukkah has to be more or less permanent? Tanya. He puts a sukkah on the back of a pickup truck. So now that pickup truck is going to move all around during Yom Tov, during Kol HaMoed, and nonetheless, it looks very impermanent. Or he builds a sukkah, a barosh has to be not. You can put like a sukkah, put it on a boat. And certainly, under such circumstances, the boat is very, very exposed to the elements. Could easily be an Ariel that was you just calling into Naftali. Sorry, I cut you off. That circuit could easily be blown away. And nonetheless, we find a machlokes, where Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible, because that's not considered to be kavua, whereas Rabbi Akiva is machshir. So again, here we find a machlokes. How really permanent does that circuit have to be? And it would seem the Rabbi Gamliel holds not, it's got to be permanent enough not to be blown away, or not to be moving around. And again, we have another shita which, in its own way, is looking for a sukkah to be kavua. Another shita, at Beit Shammai, and that's in terms of the machlokes between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel that we had earlier, of how large the sukkah has to be. So Beit Shammai is not. Mishaya roshavuruba v'sukkah v'shukhan v'tokabai, Beit Shammai poslin, u'beit Hillel makshirim. And that means that according to Beit Shammai, it has to be the kind of place in which you could sit and eat on a table just like you would in a house. That obviously is more kavua than the sukkah of Beit Hillel, which is just you standing there and not even being able to get a shulchan into that sukkah. And the other one that you said is the same as Rabbi Eliezer. Where do you know Rabbi Eliezer says that a sukkah needs diratva? It's not. There too we have in a Mishnah, Hose sukkatoka min tzri. Somebody builds a sukkah, like a little, what do you call it, a hide. Is that what it's called? You know, where you hide out from the animals, you watch them. A blind, the hunt called a blind, I think. And what you do over there, you make it like a tree. So you have, you basically make a little lean-to, which you put the sukkah up against the wall. And the other one is basically up on the earth, and the other one is something that's, you know, also on the earth, and it's teepee style, it's supporting itself with two sides in a circle. In such a case, you don't have really, I mean, take a look at that circle, where's the top and where's the side? I mean, there's no one point where I can say, here's the top, here's the side. It's all built as a teepee. So it goes all the way around and supports itself. There's no clear-cut top and side. And that type of thing, it's like a tree, or if that matters, something like a cocoa, you just had the sukkah going in one direction up against the wall of Amish. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, that's not a sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer puts several fish in Lagag. And such a thing is not the way in which people will live in a permanent fashion. Whereas Kakomi Makshirim. Okay, so again, it's more note, of course, in a completely different element. There's more note, Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that a sukkah has to be more like permanent house. Permanent house has clearly delineated tarp, ceiling, and clearly delineated walls. Something like a teepee, you know, that's something that will maybe move around and won't live in it as permanent. If it's possible, you don't need the sukkah to be kavua in that way. The last one said was considered to be a similar shita, was the shita of Rabbi Meir, Sakherim. And the Akherim, that I know from the bride, Titania, Akherim Omni, Sukkah Asuya Kashovak, a sukkah that is made in a round shape. It may even have perfectly valid roof, but it's round. Psula Shlafisha Ein Lazaviyot. It's possible because it has no corner. People are generally more inclined to live permanently in a house that has a cleanly delineated room, and they get a little uncomfortable. They can't find themselves a corner to sit down. Exactly what somebody wants to talk about in here. I can't find myself a corner to just sit down. And a corner is a way in which we psychologically feel enclosed and protected. And therefore, it's not a diratva to be a round room, even if it does have a delineated roof. Obviously, Rabbi Meir too, and Hakim over here too, attend in the direction of requiring a sukkah to have a diratva.
Rabbi Simon, the Itema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Ozelo Tefach Sochek Umaamido, Bepachot Misholshat Fachim Somot Ledov, the whole Pachot Misholshat Somot Ledov, and Kelov Udami, Omrev Yuda, Sukkah Suyakim Havui Kishira, Voto Tefach Maamido Lechol Ruach Shirtse. Rabbi Simon, Itema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, עושה לו פס ארבעה או משהו, ומעמידו בפחות בשלושה סומך לדופן, וכל פחות בשלושה סומך לדופן, כלא ודמי. I don't get it. מה שנעתם דקאמרן, all you need is a little bit of extra tefach to make it a happy tefach, and מה שלוח דקאמרן בוי פס ארבעה? Well, obviously, הטעמי כשתי תפנות כאו חתן, which according to me means that they are adjacent walls, not facing walls. Sadi lebe tefach sochek. But hocha de leka shtei tfanot, yika pas arba'a in ilolo. Omar Rava, well, but even that's not enough. The tefach that we referred to initially, Rav is insufficient, or even Rabbi Simon is insufficient. You've got to make it surat ha-petach out of that tefach by cutting it into two. Ikri Amri Omar Rava, you have an alternative of making it surat ha-petach instead of using the tefach. Ikri Amri Omar Rava, you need both. You need to have your seven that is created out of the tefach sochek and the ma'amido b'pochot, I mean the four b'pochot b'shrocha, which is rov of the seven, plus you need a surat ha-petach for the rest of the wall. Rav Ashi, Ashkel Rav Kana Tegavi Tefach Sochek, plus a Tzurat HaPetach. Oh my, you're really getting from on me over here. Lo Tzavar Lamai Lo Oda Omar Rava, Niteret Nami B'Tzurat HaPetach? Omar Le, nope. Ana Ke'inach Lishner, I do all the Rava, but that's not the way I hear it. I hear it like the Lashon that says the Omar Rava, V'Tzricha Nami Tzurat HaPetach. Shtayim Kiyokatam, Omar Rabba, V'chein L'Shabbat, it would be good enough, because Migo Davi Dofen Linyan Sukkah, it would be a Dofen Linyan Shabbat, even though on a normal Shabbat, it wouldn't be good. Eit Ve'abayim, what? Mi Amrina Migo? V'otanya Dofen Sukkah, Ki Dofen Shabbat, B'vat Shelo Yeh Ben Kona L'Chaveru Shloshat Vachim, even if it's just going only vertically, or only horizontally. But Shabbat has a chumra over Sukkah, that for Shabbat you've got to worry about whether there's more open space than closed space, because Shabbat is ena niteret ela ba'omid meruba la'parutz. Mashenken b'sukkah, it would be okay even if it's mostly open space. Now, my love, I'm assuming that means that Shabbat during Chag HaSukkot is still more chumra than the Sukkah in Chag HaSukkot, which would clearly be saying that you do not say amigo that it's good for the Sukkah, it's good for the Shabbat. No, this is Rabbi, that's not what it means. It means a normal Shabbat is more chomer than Shabbat during Chag HaSukkot. Well, so Zabai, but if that's the case, shouldn't it have mentioned the other way around too? That Yitira, Sukkah, the Alma, a non-Shabbat Sukkah, has more chumras than a Shabbat Sukkah, because a non-Shabbat Sukkah requires the third wall to be a Tefach Sochek, whereas Inkein a Sukkah during Shabbat is going to be happy with just having a Lechi on the third wall, and it doesn't require Tefach Sochek, V'sagi B'lech. I mean, you're the one who said that. Atu the Amrit, that in a case where you make a Sukkah on a Mavli with a Lechi during Shabbat, it's kosher. But that's because, says Rabbah, why would anybody need to mention that? It's obvious. If you're telling me that a kula is good enough for a chumrah, meaning a sukkah wall is good enough for a Shabbat wall because of a migo, so obviously, then for sure it would be sufficient. Guf. Omar Rabbah, sikhecha gabei babush yesho alaki chira. And furthermore, Amar Rabbah, Sichecha Gabi Pasei Beraot Kishera. So we now have three separate Piskei Halachas of Rabbah that are based on Migo. One is Sukkah de Shabbat, and two are Shabbat de Sukkah, and they are all necessary. V'tzricha. De'i Ashvina Mavui Mishum De'i Kishtei Tfanot Maliyata. Avagabe pase beraot olek shteit fanot bagata emalo. Vi ashmeinam pase beraot. I would say at least there's a shame of arba tvanis. Ma sheinken sicha gabi mavoi. We don't even pretend that there's a shame of arba tvanis. So emalo. And furthermore, yashmen ahani tarte. I would say okay. I can say amigo from the chumra of Shabbos, the something kal like sukkas. But the other way around, mikilata lachamirata emalo. Therefore, tzricha all three piskalo. Shechamatam ruba mitzilta psula. Tana rabbanan chamatam ruba but is only makmatzi chuch. We don't care about the light coming in from the walls. Rabbi Yoshe Omer, we do too. Af makmat defanot. Omer Rabbi Yemar Bar Shalmi Mishmeid Abai. Where would he get that from? My taima de Rabbi Yoshia, dechtiv is sakota al Aharon et haparochet. Now look, the parochet is a mechitza, and we're calling it tzchach. And what does that say to you? Alma mechitza is like tzchach, v'rabbanan. All that means is the nikuf beipurta, the mitzvah kischach. Omer Abaye, if you look at a common denominator here, Rebbe, Rebbe Yoshia, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel, Beit Shammai, Rebbe Eliezer, and the Acherim, Rebbe Meir, Kulu Svir Lohu, that a sukkah in some fashion is a dirat kvabina. Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita, the Tanya Rebbe Yomer Kosuka Shein Bar Bamot El Arbamot Psula, which means it needs to be more like a real home. Rebbe Yoshia, what we just said, the walls have to be protected. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda is the one who said in the Mishnah that whereas the Tanakama says Shikasuka Shikavola Malamis Ramas Psula, Rebbe Yehuda's Maksher. Rebbe Shimon, because even though we say Shtayim Kiochat HaMashlishi Afilu Tefach, Rabbi Shimon Omer, you need three full walls plus Rabbi Afilu Tefach, so it's more kavua. Rabbi Gamliel, Itanyo Sesukata Barosha Agala, Barosha Svina, Rabbi Gamliel Posil, Rabbi Akiva Makshir, Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai, the Tamisha Yarosha, Rubo, Sukav, Shulchanabadoch, Abayit, Beit Shammai Poslim, Beit Hila Makshiri, Rabbi Eliezer, Itanyo Sesukato Kamin Srif, Osha some chalakota, Rabbi Eliezer posel, Fishain Lagag, the Chachamim Makshirim, and the Acherim that I was referring to, Titania. Acherim Omrim, Sukaha, Suyak Shovach Psula, Lefi Shein La Zaviyot. All of which implies we look to the Sukkah to be more like a home.